niillä kohalle ja kalaa. Kilo kilo omalilla, leiko rooselani, kuva hivina niillä kohalle ja kalaa. Ahe oula, leika ilima, tuo hivina niillä.
Aloha, my friends. Aloha, kako, and welcome to the weekend. Hey, if it's Saturday, it's got to be Na Kai e Walu. The eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands with right-on Hawaiian music and mana'o. That is, ideas, thoughts for your enjoyment. I'm Noe Tanigawa. Kaho'one Panoke here with us this morning. How's your coffee, Kaho'one?
I'm not having coffee this morning.
You're not?
No, I'm not in a coffee mood.
Oh.
I'm having hot chocolate this morning.
Oh, really?
And on the side, I have Saloon Pilot crackers.
Oh, my.
With real butter.
Oh, jeez, that sounds so good.
Does that sound fattening or does it sound fat?
Oh, that sounds good. I like hot chocolate, the kind the spoon will stand up in the cup.
Yes. But anyhow, aloha kakahia kakako ohana on the islands of Maui, Molokai, Lanai, Kauai, Hawaii Island, and of course, Oahu. It's great to be with you once again this Saturday morning on Na Kai e Walu.
I think you got
on
all
the Visionary
the
Radio Network.
Oh, stop. He's imitating me, guys. You know, we're down one this morning. Vicky Holtakamine is in New York today.
Spoke to her this morning and this afternoon. She is there freezing. No, right now she's in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
Yeah, very cold there.
She's checking on our president.
She's checking on the president, yes, and has some meetings. And, you know, she is traveling with Papa Ola Lokahi, which is our Native Hawaiian Health Consortium, this week. And as you know, Vicky has been appointed the director of the Indigenous Healing, World Healing Conference that's going to be here in September of 2010. So they're up there doing meeting with Indigenous healers and encouraging them to come to Hawaii in 2010. So that's what she's doing with Papa Ola Lokahi. And of course, this is spring break, so she'll be back on Sunday.
Great. That sounds good. Hey, how was your week, Kaho'one?
My week has been a fabulous week. You know, on Tuesday, we had the third annual Legislative Hawaiian Caucus Day at the state capitol. Mm. We had over 70 participants that brought different Native Hawaiian programs, businesses, products. And downstairs in the rotunda, we must have had at least 700 people that joined us downstairs for the kalo festival at the same time. We brought in all of the kalo growers from throughout the state of Hawaii, and they were all there pounding pa'i'ai poi throughout the day on Tuesday with Halau Kumana was there, and various Native Hawaiian ohana was there. And it was a great educational day for all of our state legislators, both on the House side and the Senate side. And then we feasted on some Hawaiian food, which was great, brought to us by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Well, let's find out more about some of the issues, Hawaiian issues at the legislature this go-around. And we'll also be getting to some terrific music. So kick back. Join us at the kitchen table. It's Na Kai e Walu, brought to you every Saturday morning by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
On the air. from now inward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from now inward to the leeward side. Mama's in the kitchen cooking dinner real nice. Beef stew on the stove, no mess, salmon with the ice. We eat and drink and we sing all day. Kani kapi lai in the old Hawaiian way. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. We go grandma's house on the weekend, clean yard, cause if we don't go, grandma gotta work hard, yeah. You know my grandma, she like the boy real sour. I love my grandma every minute, every hour on the island. We do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side.
Channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
All right. Rain, shine, gale force winds, hey, snow even. We got it all here in Hawaii, and it is a great Hawaiian weekend with Nakai Evalu. Kaho'one panoke, Noe Tanigawa here with you right around the kitchen table. And you've been working at the legislature since it started this session, right,
Kaho'one? Yes, started on January 5th. We'll end on May 7th.
15th.
Oh, is it the 15th they extended it?
No, it started January 15th.
No, but I started work on January
5th. Your heart 5th. Just leaped.
My heart just leaped, yes. But, you know, it's really been interesting being the legislative aide to Representative Carol, who is the chairman of the Hawaiian Affairs Committee. Many of the issues that have come, of course, you know, we have HB 444, which is the civil unions bill. You know, that's passed out of the House, and that's been a very controversial bill. And the other thing is there's been many issues regarding education where DLNR wants to turn over the management of Mauna Kea to the University of Hawaii. And
how's that bill doing?
Oh, that bill is moving along very slowly, but there's quite some concern about doing that. You know, moving it from one frying pan to another frying pan. And you know, I don't think the Native Hawaiian community is really happy about that. And probably, you know, will lobby against it very much. And
is there a Native Hawaiian caucus?
Yes, there is a Legislative Hawaiian caucus that's comprised of 28 people. And this year, the caucus was opened up not only to Native Hawaiians, but to those legislators who support Native Hawaiian issues. So we have 28 members, which is great. And the other thing that I did this week, you know, this is the ending of the Prince Kuhio celebration. You know, we start our celebration from the 1st of March to the 28th of March. And, of course, Kuhio Day was on Thursday, and we had the statue ceremony on Kuhio Beach for him. And then we went up to Mauna Ala, and we were hosted by Prince Kuhio Hawaiian Civic Club at Mauna Ala. They put on a lovely service up there. And the guest speaker was Abigail Kekaulike Kawananakoa, who gave us interesting comments on the life of Prince Jona Kuhio Kalaniana Olepi Ikoi. Of course, today, you know, right after the show, I'm headed out for Kapi'olani Park, where we're going to have the Prince Kuhio Ho'olaulea that starts at 12 noon, where we'll have a number of arts and crafts booths down there, food vendors, and then at 4 o'clock, we have our Prince Kuhio Parade, which will start at Saratoga and march all the way down Kalakaua Avenue, ending at Kapi'olani Park. And then we'll start off our Moonlight concert at 6 o'clock with Kavika Trask and friends. And our headliner this year is Nahoku Hanohano Female Vocalist of the Year, Natalie Ai Kama'u. And joining her on stage besides her husband, Iolani Kama'u, will be her mother and her halau, Halau Olana. So it'll be a great evening of inter-family entertainment. And you know what, Noi? The best part about it? It's all free.
I know.
The entire day is free. The only thing you have to pay for is whatever food you purchase, or if you want to bring your hali'i and coolers out, by all means. But come down and bring the family down and enjoy yourself for the entire day. Lots of parking in Waikiki, so it'll be a great afternoon and a great evening.
Oh,
after
thanks
the
for
show
telling
today.
Me early.
Yes.
I can start getting ready for it
yes.
after this show. All right. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. Thank you so much for joining us. It's Nakai Evalu every Saturday, brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Your turn. wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Aloha kako. Aloha to all of us. It's just kind of a kako thing every Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu. And we're hanging out today. Vala'au, we're talking story, and we never know where the conversation will exactly go. So please keep in mind, opinions expressed are those of the speaker only. We'd love to hear from you, too. So check out our website to hear previous shows, find links to our guests, or send us an email. That's nakaievaluradio.com. Coming up, a look at more Hawaiian issues on board at the state legislature this session. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Nakai Evalu.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Are you headed for college this fall? Does the cost of tuition and books keep you up at night? Is the current economy stopping you from attaining your dream of a quality education? Kealii Pauahi Foundation can help. April 1st is a deadline to apply for post-high scholarships through Kealii Pauahi Foundation for the 2009 through 2010 school year. Applicants must be enrolled in a 2 to 4 year post-high degree program and demonstrate satisfactory academic achievement, merit, and financial need. Visit www.pauahi.org to apply online or view a complete listing of scholarships, requirements, and other information. That's www.pauahi.org. Don't forget, apply by April 1st and let Kealii Pauahi Foundation help you as you pursue your dream of a college education. Kealii Pauahi Foundation gives preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
Welcome When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
My pretty baby was calling me, and she said, ooh, baby, please hurry. But out of rush, I'm moving real slow, 'cause I want you to enjoy the magic show. Much. I miss your old-fashioned touch. I miss you, girl, I miss you much. I miss your old-fashioned touch. So much. You fill my body with the sweet scent emotion. You make me move in a slow kind of motion. So love me, baby, kiss me and hug me. Don't let me go. Miss you, girl, I miss you much. I miss your old fashioned touch. I miss you much. I miss your old-fashioned touch.
Oh, that's nice. Nakai Evalu. We got the music to kick off your weekend. So thanks for being with us. Ka ho'one panoke, noe tanigawa. You grab your cup of coffee and pull up a chair.
And my hot chocolate.
Oh, you got your hot chocolate today.
Today is hot chocolate day, yeah.
I'm into my green tea. Sorry.
Yo. You know, no, it's really been interesting at this legislature. The other day, in the hearing, there was a bill that passed out of the Hawaiian Affairs Committee dealing with the Olelo Hawaii. You know, for years, the proponents of the Hawaiian language have been arguing the fact that, you know, in Hawaii we have, in our constitution, it has two official languages, English and Hawaiian. And for many years, both all city, state, and federal governments have been criticized for not properly executing the language on stationery with the proper diacritical markings and phrasing and how it's pronounced, and even down to the street names. So this bill that has just passed out of the Hawaiian Affairs Committee, which I thought was a very easy bill, but of course, you know, the representative would come and testify that they were concerned because the cost would be prohibitive and they have to change all of the stationery. And as I sat there and listened to that, I said, you know what? It is the official language of Hawaii. So it doesn't matter how much it's going to cost to change the stationery. Because if something was written, if there was a word that was misspelled in the English language, they would certainly wouldn't even think of how much it cost to change it. So I thought it was really interesting to see that kind of mentality
that still exists there. It's kind of a tight budget situation happening.
Yeah, but then again, you know, it's always Native Hawaiians who have to you know, kick back a little bit. Yeah. But anyhow, we got that bill through. It's going through the Senate. And on the other hand, another bill, interesting bill, that came up in a hearing was to establish the first museum of Hawaiian dance and music. Isn't that exciting?
That is. Where would that be?
I don't know. The bill calls for appropriations, for planning,
really?
For designing, for finding the spot. You know, is it going to be in Kaka'ako? Is it going to be in Nu'uanu? Where is it going to be on this island? Or where should it be?
Oh.
And that's going to be an interesting topic. And I believe that eventually there'll be a task force that will be appointed, you know, by various partners, and that there'll be a discussion going on as to exactly what is this museum going to be all about. Here in beautiful Hawaii with our rich culture, I can just see it already, a museum of Hawaiian dance and music.
Nakai Evalu. Every Saturday morning, brought to you by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
The love.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Feeling inside just grows and grows. Baby, tell me that you love me. Don't leave me. I know I can make you happy. Just wait and see. I like
like you just can find the words to say I really do. I'm admiring you, desiring you, just loving you, loving you, loving you, loving you.
I like that. The music's great. And we're together here on another Saturday morning. Nakai evalu, kahoone panoke, noe tanigawa, sitting around the kitchen table with you, just kind of hanging out this morning. We're kind of just talking story. In Hawaiian, how would you say that?
Vala'au.
Vala'au?
Kuka, kuka is to discuss. Vala'au is to talk story.
Kuka kuka is more serious.
More serious discussion. You know, we're going to have a discussion, a kuka kuka session is a discussion on a particular issue or something. Vala'au is just you and I sitting down, vala'au, talk story, whatever comes to mind.
Oh, that's neat. Well, yeah. You know what comes to mind for me right now? I see on the street people wearing these black t-shirts and it says Kau Inoa.
Well, you know,
Kau
Inoa means to place your name. And Kau Inoa is the name of the program that was created, maybe 5 years ago by a group of individuals from various Native Hawaiian entities that came together to establish a process as to how we could identify and register Native Hawaiians throughout the world.
How do people do that?
What happens is that Native Hawaiians will get an application.
On the web?
They can get it on the web on Hawaii Maoli, www.hawaiimaoli, www.kauinoa. It's linked to Kauinoa through the OHA website. They can get it. And each website will translate, will tell you where else you can go to get it. And the application is very simple. It's not intimidating at all. It asks your name and address and phone numbers and I don't think it asks your social security number anymore.
How is this going to be used, this
what
registry?
It's used for, so what we're doing is trying to establish the number of Native Hawaiians that we can identify. And at the time when Native Hawaiians are ready to sit down and discuss reconciliation or discuss creating a nation, building a nation, or reestablishing a nation, then these individuals who are registered through the Kau Inoa process will be the ones that will be called upon to vote on the establishment of the new nation.
Oh, so that registry identifies the constituents of the
Native
nation
Hawaiian,
to be.
Of the nation to be. And the repository where all of these this information goes is held in an independent organization called Hawaii Maoli. And Hawaii Maoli is also the nonprofit arm of the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs. So the Kau Inoa is one project that goes through Hawaii Maoli. And I think they have now over 100,000 that has been registered.
Nakai Evalu is brought to you every Saturday morning by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Often in the darkness, sometimes in the light, visions of your golden eyes sparkle in my sight. Haunted by those graceful years, we were young and life was sharp and clear. Can you see me now? Hawaiian eyes, can you see me lost from paradise? There were so many ways to go, so many things to know, and I've missed you inside, Hawaiian eyes. Shouting in the mountains, silent by the stream, our eyes held each other.
locked in secret dreams. Now we're freed and drifting on. Memories of you hover still and strong. Can you see me now? Hawaiian eyes. Can you see me lost from paradise? There were so many ways to go, so many things to know, but I've missed you inside. Hawaiian eyes.
It sounds like a Saturday morning. Nakaievalu. The eight seas, connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Nakaievalu is Hawaii's only statewide FM radio magazine, and we are so glad you're tuned in. We're thinking about you in your car right now, on the way to Chinatown, looking for parking, probably. And you're here with us around the kitchen table, too. Kaho'one Panoke's got his hot chocolate today. We've just been talking about Kauinoa, the Hawaiian Registry. If you've ever wondered when you've seen those T-shirts around town, coming up, more on the Lei Day celebration that's coming up later this year. And we're so glad you're here to vala'au, or talk story with us, this morning on Nakaievalu. Brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Are you headed for college this fall? Does the cost of tuition and books keep you up at night? Is the current economy stopping you from attaining your dream of a quality education? Kealii Pauahi Foundation can help. April 1st is a deadline to apply for post-high scholarships through Kealii Pauahi Foundation for the 2009 through 2010 school year. Applicants must be enrolled in a 2 to 4 year post-high degree program and demonstrate satisfactory academic achievement, merit, and financial need. Visit www.pauahi.org to apply online or view a complete listing of scholarships, requirements, and other information. That's www.pauahi.org. Don't forget, apply by April 1st and let Kealii Pauahi Foundation help you as you pursue your dream of a college education. Kealii Pauahi Foundation gives preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Alan Shiriishi, the Kaiko'o branch manager of Bank of Hawaii in Hilo. One of the best ways to manage your money is to create a budget. This budget should include all your basic living expenses, like food, rent or mortgage, and other bills. It also helps to create a budget for your savings, with a goal of setting aside at least 6 months of living expenses into a savings account to take care of any unexpected changes in your life. After you set aside some savings, pay off high-interest debt. Only after paying off your high-interest debt can you truly be able to save or invest enough to put your money to work for you.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakaie Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Thank you. returns to the land as it rains on me. There's no other feeling like life in these islands. Life in these islands. Life in these islands. Life in these
Saturday, it's gotta be Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's only statewide FM radio magazine, bringing you Hawaiian music and mana'o, that is, thoughts and ideas for your pleasure and enjoyment. Kaho'one panoke, Noe Tanigawa here. And kaho'one, I had the best Saturday last Saturday after the show.
Oh, Noe, what happened?
I went to the lay celebration at
Academy of the Arts.
Yeah, it was so terrific. And the people were there. The flowers were fabulous in that place.
The colors, huh?
I saw some beautiful lei. Brian Choi made a beautiful liko lehua lei. Susan Harada made this lei with purple poppies or pansies or something.
Oh, pansies. Pansies. Yes, yes.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
Yes.
And
Bill Char was there.
He was making several beautiful lei. In fact, they had a really fun thing. It was the iron lei challenge.
Oh, the iron lei challenge. What is that all about?
Okay, like Iron Chef. It was Brian Choi, Susan Harada, Bill Char, and Happy Tamanaha. They all brought ingredients, and then they had a mystery ingredient that they presented to them.
Oh.
And they all had, I think, 2 hours to make their lei. And
with this mystery ingredient.
With the mystery ingredient.
How interesting.
Guess what it was?
What was it?
It was the people from Tamari came up with this one, and Asakura. The mystery ingredients were parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Parsley, sage. Oh, my God.
And plus the ingredients that they brought. And I'm telling you, the lei were fantastic.
So they had
smelled
to weave
so
these,
good.
These magic, I mean, these different items, the rosemary and
the thyme,
sage and the thymes, all into the lei.
And they had the competition.
And
it was fabulous. Happy Tamanaha won.
Happy Tamanaha, bless
her. Yeah,
it
was so beautiful. And she made a beautiful lei for Mayor Hanneman also.
Was it long?
It was very long. It was a kukui lei. And she made it in that way where the stems are just knotted.
Oh, yes.
What do you call that?
It's not a haku lei. It's
is that the vili?
It's a vili, yes, where they twine
But it wasn't tied at all. It was just with the stems linked all together like a daisy
chain. You know my
chain.
Friend Pi'ilani Smith? She was the first one that I ever saw to wear a lei of kukui nut like that. And it really is very, it's beautiful to see that.
And there
and
was
how
hina,
it lays
hina,
right
hina.
On the,
oh, it was just
on
beautiful.
The shoulder. And is that what Happy made for the mayor?
Yes. And it looked great on
gosh.
Him. And, of course, this is all in preparation for the May Day Lei Day Contest that is May 1st at Kapi'olani Park. It's going to be beautiful again this year.
Wait, this is the free one now, right?
Exactly.
Because remember, they used to have Brothers Cast at night at the Waikiki Shell.
This is the contest that starts early in the morning. People bring their lei. About 10 o'clock, you'll be able to see all the lei that are entered.
And they have
entered.
All entertainment that come in?
It's beautiful. So plan ahead. The whole idea is to make a lei, wear a lei, give a lei. If you want to do that, you got to start right about now for May 1st.
Now, I understand they even picked a new May Day queen.
Did they? Don't
That's
know.
That's what I understand.
Nakai Evalu. It's brought to you every Saturday morning by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
We are living in a different time. Try to keep up, yet I'm still behind. But I know it's gonna be okay. Can't afford life's luxuries. I don't get what I want, I just get what I need. But I know it's gonna be okay. Cause time never sticks around, it moves on, it's gotta cover ground. Something you gotta believe in, it'll be a different season. So hold on, hold on.
anything, it brings us closer to the people we love and the people we supposed to. I know it's gonna be okay. So many times, in times of crisis, we trust the people who come back to bite us. I know it's gonna be okay. Never sticks around, it moves on, it's gotta cover ground. There's something you gotta believe in, it'll be a different season. The sun will rise again, feel the moonbeams glowing on our skin. And take it for what you want to, but I know you just got to. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Sticks around, it moves on, it's gotta cover ground. Something you gotta believe in, it'll be a different season. The sun will rise again, we'll feel the moonbeams glowing on our skin. Take it for what you want to, but I know you just got to listen. Us by, yeah. Oh, hold on. Everybody's gonna make it. Oh,
all right, very nice. We got the weekend music for you right here on Nakai Evalu, Hawaiian way to start your weekend. So glad you're here with us at the kitchen table, Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, and we're thinking about lei.
Lei is such a beautiful, beautiful expression that we have here in Hawaii. And you know, there are many, I wouldn't want to say rules that go with lei, but you know, some leis are worn at different times of the year for different purposes. One that comes to mind is the hala lei. Yeah?
Roy Benham was
Uncle
carving.
Roy Benham there?
He was there, yeah, last weekend.
I tell you, Uncle Roy is one of our best hala lei makers. The way how he picks it and he carves it and he sews it, he takes a lot of pride. Hala, the word hala means to pass, yeah? And normally it's associated with death. But it also means, you can use it as a ho'ohanohano gesture, one that when you're congratulating someone for getting a doctorate degree or reaching college level, graduating with a bachelor's degree,
because so passing to a new stage of life.
New stage of life. Mm-hmm. And that's when it's appropriate to give a hala lei. Also, we use a hala lei in our ho'okupu when we're presenting ho'okupu to our ali'i at various Founders Day.
Offerings too.
And offerings, right when we went up to Mauna Ala this past Thursday, we did ho'okupu to Prince Jonaku Hiokalaniana Olipi'ikoe. And what we always use is the mailelei and the halalei, and you wrap it in tea leaf and then you present that.
You
as
know,
our ho'okupu.
When people wear a mailelei, should they let it hang down or should they tie the bottom?
I guess it depends what school of thought you come from. My tutu always used to say you to always bring the lei together, tie it in one knot, and then you wear it. And that's because the lei is a circle of love. So when that circle, when it's not a circle, then it's not complete. That's the school of thought I came from, yeah. But, you know, now even like in our culture, when a woman is hapai or pregnant, giving lei is not appropriate. Because the lei, you put it on, it's circle. And our kupuna would say a'ole, because that could cause the baby to not be able to breathe.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
So many.
This is mo'olelo that's handed down by our kupuna.
Coming up on Nakai Evalu, of course, we've got another Hawaiian thought, the Olelo No'eau, that's a little bit later on, but we've got a special song for you regarding lei coming up on Nakai Evalu, which is brought to you every Saturday morning by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Light a man over land of sorrow. Life below, could he know he's flying over Mallory? Natural high makes him sigh to know that he's so free, and he's smiling down at me. Over mountains, naturally, you watch the birds without a word, and you wonder, with such a load, have a hold, amaze you sit and wonder. You wait for winds to give an assuring, hopeful kind of a sign. Sailing to the heavens of your mind. But it's flying naturally. Oh yeah. Over oceans naturally. Gone forever. He's left the gold for your soul that you should remember. The ultimate that he earned didn't take too long. The limits that he reached are dead and gone. Boys flying naturally. Oh yeah. Up a mountain naturally.
Nice, very nice to be together. Well, how was your week? Kind of tough? Well, you made it to Saturday. Hey, the spring break. The kids are all home. What have they been up to? Well, we're just glad to have you back at the kitchen table with us today. Remember last week we were here talking with our friends from Kealii Pauahi Foundation, the group with over 100 education scholarships available through a streamlined application process. We're reminding you now because these wonderful people at Kealii Pauahi Foundation will take you through the whole thing step by step. We're just reminding you now that the deadline is April 1st. Okay, so the deadline's right around the corner. If you'd like to check out what they've got for you, go to our website. We'll link you right up, nakaievaluradio.com. And Nakaievalu is brought to you every Saturday by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Are you headed for college this fall? Does the cost of tuition and books keep you up at night? Is the current economy stopping you from attaining your dream of a quality education? Kealii Pauahi Foundation can help. April 1st is a deadline to apply for post-high scholarships through Kealii Pauahi Foundation for the 2009 through 2010 school year. Applicants must be enrolled in a 2 to 4 year post-high degree program and demonstrate satisfactory academic achievement, merit, and financial need. Visit www.pauahi.org to apply online or view a complete listing of scholarships, requirements, and other information. That's www.pauahi.org. Don't forget, apply by April 1st and let Kealii Pauahi Foundation help you as you pursue your dream of a college education. Kealii Pauahi Foundation gives preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh,
Aloha kako. Welcome and good morning. Kako means what, Kako?
We all.
We all. So when now you kind of hear on the street, it's a kako thing.
It's all of us together.
It's all of us together every Saturday on Nakai Evalu. And we're kind of sitting around the table talking story, which you told us earlier is Vala'au.
Vala'au, talk story. We should always take the time out, Noi, during the day to just simply Vala'au with somebody. Because that's how you find out what's ticking in that mind.
Oh, you're so right. What's been ticking in my mind since last Saturday has been lei and the making of it. And Happy Tamanaha was telling me that one of the thing bugaboos that she has is that people call a haku lei, a lei that has, if you turn it over, you can see, it. Usually it's raffias just
right.
Twined in back there. And
that's
so it's
vili.
It's actually a vili lei because
yes.
Haku is a braided lei,
yes.
Usually with fern.
Right.
And she was talking about something else that I didn't really think about how so many flowers are now coming from outside the state, even completely made, sewn lei are coming.
Noi, she really hit a spot there. I have, for the last several years, when it was brought to my attention by one of my dear friends, Milan Chan, who is in, I think, third generation at Martha's Lei Stand, was started by her grandmother. And she told me one day about how difficult it was for the lei grower, the lei sellers, because what they're doing now is importing these flowers that look like orchids. Well, I guess they're some form of orchid from the family of orchids that they grow in Thailand. They make these leis for 25 cents and 50 cents. They bring it into, ship it into Hawaii. They don't pay an import or an export tax. And so they sell it for really cheap. And, you know, it's putting a strain on our lei sellers, our lei makers.
And the orchid growers.
And the orchid growers. Because when you think about it, flowers that are grown here in Hawaii on our land, those growers, those farmers need to pay a tax, right, for that property. So if they're not selling their flowers, they're not getting the income in to pay for the tax. And plus, we don't need to go outside of Hawaii to use other countries' flowers because we have the most beautiful flowers in the world right here. But the problem has been our growers. I mean, the other day I discovered for the first time, I've never heard this in my life, a shortage of pua tuberose, tuberose blossoms. How could that be? Remember, we used to have the orchids that were considered Vanda orchids in Hilo. You go to Hilo now, you don't have that. Molokai is the only island that I know that has acres of plumeria that they
right.
grow on Molokai. You know, Maui used to have rows and rows and rows and farms of carnations. Where are they? And that's because the value of the land has gone up so greatly that it just puts these farmers out of business. So hopefully, somehow, the legislature is going to have to look at that and come up with a solution to keep our farmers farming Hawaiian-grown flowers that we can continue to make our leis with. That's what Happy Tamanaha is talking about.
One of the ideas is to have a Made in Hawaii label for lei. Or I guess until that happens, we can just ask when we go to the lei seller.
Why not?
Nakai Evalu, so happy to be with you this weekend and every Saturday. Brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Sometimes it seems like the world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the lines between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. Did lovers really fall in love to stay? Stand beside each other, come what may. Is a promise something people really kept, not just something they would say? Do families really bother?
just don't know. Grandpa, let's wander back into the past, then paint me a picture of long ago. Do lovers really fall in love to stay? Stand beside each other, come what may. To promise something people really kept, not just something they would say, and then forget. Do families really bow their heads to pray? Do daddies really never go away?
Looking Saturday with Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's only statewide FM radio magazine. Noe Tanigawa here with Kaho'one Panoke, and it's time now for our Olelo Noeau, brought to you, as usual, on Saturday mornings by Mobi PCS.
Yes, I have the pleasure this week of sharing Olelo Noeau, which is, you know, proverbs and thoughts that are handed down to us from generation to generation by our kupuna. And we normally try to, you know, synchronize it with what's happening in our discussions of the day or of the week. And this is the one I came up with today. He vai vai nui ke aloha o kaunoia e pu lamane. Love is a great treasure, which I cherish. A common expression in chants and songs. Which leads us right up into one of my favorite mele, pua ahihi. And when you think about it, you know, the hula is beautiful, the artistry, the stylings is beautiful when you interpret that dance. But this is what this Olelo Noeau means, where it's a common expression, that the expressions that are used in the song Pua Ahihi relates to the love of and compares the love of the, that you have for a person with the beauty of the ahihi blossom. And both connect together. So it's that love of that person with the beauty of the ahihi blossom, which creates that melodic, lovely ballad that was created and hakut. It was composed, the words were composed, were given by Auntie Mary Kavena Pukui. And of course, the music was by Auntie Maddie Lamb. And I can just see her sitting at the grand piano at the Halekulani Hotel, putting that music together to Pua Ahihi, and then it was recorded by none other than our own Kahoana Lake trio. And of course, the first time I saw it performed in hula artistry was through Auntie Maiki Ayu Lake.
Ooh.
That's really one of her signature songs. And it's become, I think, a signature song of many kumu. Enjoy Pua Ahihi. Think of that beautiful flower, that orange blossom flower, and then in your mind think of that special person that you love.
Nakai Evalu, every Saturday, brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Kabu o mili pa'a.
Aloha. You're listening to Na Kaiʻe Walu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Evalu is the Hawaiian way to launch your weekend. So glad we had you with us today. Kahoʻone Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here. It's been a fun day.
It really has been a great morning. I'm satisfied with my chocolate and Saloon Pilot cracker.
That Saloon Pilot with butter is pretty good.
Oh, it's the best.
Thanks for filling us in on those legislative issues going on.
Anytime.
Keep following them with your help. And
anytime.
It was fun to talk about Lei. Learned
yes.
so much.
And about Prince Kuhio.
That's right. Okay, what's happening the rest of today?
Immediately after this, I need to head down to Kapi'olani Park. We're going to get all the vendors lined up and everything. The food should be going and everything. We have the booths and the arts and crafts and the Lomi Lomi tables going and everything. And we have our halau. First halau will be Le Momi Ho's halau that will be performing. And then we have Mr. Palavai's halau that will be performing and Kapi'olani Ha'o's halau. All three halaus will be performing throughout the afternoon. Then at 4 o'clock, we'll go right on Kalakaua Avenue and we'll start the Prince Kuhio Parade. We have over 50 participants in the parade.
Whoa.
And it's really a citizens' parade in honor of Prince Jonah Kuhio, Kalaniana Ole Pi'ikoi. It'll end at Kapi'olani Park and boom! Kavika Trask will be strumming that ukulele with his friends and to start off our evening of the Moonlight Concert.
Terrific.
And then by the time Natalie Ai Kamau comes on, our female vocalist, Nahoku Haku Hano Hano winner, female vocalist of the year comes on with Halau Olana, that moon will be shining so bright. What a great way of spending your Saturday evening. So I invite everybody to please come down. It's free. Bring your hali'i, your blankets, your mats down, and just throw it down and enjoy. Enjoy Waikiki. It's so beautiful at night. And you know what, Noi? It's time for us from who live here in Hawaii to pay more attention to Waikiki and go there and play.
Why let the tourists have all the fun?
Yes, exactly.
See you there. And we are so glad to have you with us every Saturday, 8 till 10 in the morning. If you've got any questions, suggestions, like to hear the show again, if you'd like to contact us, please do check out our website, nakaievaluradio.com. Nakaievalu is sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS, and it's brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. That's today's Kumu, 94.7 on Oahu, Q103.7 Maui, The Surf, 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK, 102.3 Molokai. Aloha.
Ahui ho.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Are you headed for college this fall? Does the cost of tuition and books keep you up at night? Is the current economy stopping you from attaining your dream of a quality education? Kealii Pauahi Foundation can help. April 1st is a deadline to apply for post-high scholarships through Kealii Pauahi Foundation for the 2009 through 2010 school year. Applicants must be enrolled in a 2 to 4 year post-high degree program and demonstrate satisfactory academic achievement, merit, and financial need. Visit www.pauahi.org to apply online or view a complete listing of scholarships, requirements, and other information. That's www.pauahi.org. Don't forget, apply by April 1st and let Kealii Pauahi Foundation help you as you pursue your dream of a college education. Kealii Pauahi Foundation gives preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Alan Shiriishi, the Kaiko'o branch manager of Bank of Hawaii in Hilo. One of the best ways to manage your money is to create a budget. This budget should include all your basic living expenses, like food, rent or mortgage, and other bills. It also helps to create a budget for your savings, with a goal of setting aside at least 6 months of living expenses into a savings account to take care of any unexpected changes in your life. After you set aside some savings, pay off high-interest debt. Only after paying off your high-interest debt can you truly be able to save or invest enough to put your money to work for you.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.